It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking about the Falcons and being a six-point favorite against Carolina, which, again, I think is a lot, but Mike says is probably right where it needs to be on the road against a team that hasn't shown a whole lot. And then, you know, we were talking about our interview with Kyle Pitts yesterday. For those who missed it, again, it's online at Odyssey.com. And real quick, before we get into an NFL blitz, because Jazz Playa on Twitter. And
follow, Jazz Playa.
And follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station 929 The Game. Jazz Playa says, fellas, Kyle Pitts has had four quarterbacks in 4 years. He's only 23. R-E-L-A-X, which is obviously the famous Aaron Rodgers quote when he was in Green Bay. I do agree with that. I think that is true. But now that he does have a quarterback, I can judge him differently.
Right. Now you can do the work. I mean, do the work. You've got to be the man. I mean, you know, the story, and we talked about it with him yesterday, you know, he tries to tune out the noise. But, you know, he knows what the expectations were being a fourth overall pick. You're supposed to be the next big thing at tight end in the NFL, the guy that redefines the position. So, yes, there are certainly things that come with, just like we'd make excuses for Baker Mayfield having multiple offensive coordinators in Cleveland before we finally got traction with somebody. And, again, a new offensive coordinator, ironically, in Tampa Bay because Canales got the Panthers job. But I get it. I know what you're saying. But you know what
that's true.
What I get from Zach Robinson though, he's got to do the work. If you're not taking care of the small details, which makes you a great player, if that's the case, I'm trying to read through the cryptic conversations you're going to hear with Andy Randy. But if he's not where he's supposed to be on the football field, that's on him.
And again, I ask this question: he's also had what, three head coaches? Who's coached him up?
He had two. He had Arthur Smith, and now he's got a second head coach in Raheem Morris.
Well, because Arthur, I guess, when they came in the first year, they drafted him.
Second OC.
Second OC. But here's the thing for me. I always talk about, you know, it's easy to say a guy is bad in any sport when the team is bad or he doesn't have the pieces around him. When you do and the team gets good, I can judge you differently. And that's why I'm looking at this season as I have all offseason, because I felt like he was going to have a guy that could deliver the football and hopefully have a competent coordinator that would try to get him involved. Let's hear Kyle Pitts answer this question about, does he hear the noise from us yesterday?
Yeah, like you're saying, I'm going to thank God for that. And obviously, you know, a lot comes with it, but I don't really, you know, pay attention to it anymore.
He's talking about being the fourth overall
pick. You know, all the things that we've said and fans have said, and again, some guys say, get off his back. Look, I get it. He had two bums throwing him. I give you that. He had two bums throwing him the football. When he had a good guy throw him the football, he was a 1,000-yard receiver. And is Zach Robinson asking him to do things which he can do or maybe he can't do? I don't know. But if they're asking you to do more of a traditional tight end role, that you've got to adapt to that. Not sure that's the case. Same thing goes for Drake London. Drake London's had two offensive coordinators. He's gone through two bum quarterbacks and Matt Ryan at the end of his career.
He looks different, though, Mike.
And all of a sudden, Drake London gets 13 targets, 12 receptions, 154, and a touchdown, which is what he was drafted for.
He looks
why he was a top 10 pick.
See, and that's what I'm saying. I can judge Drake differently because of his situation now. It's hard for me to judge Drake the last two seasons when we had this circumstance. It wasn't his fault. So that's where I'm at with Kyle. But I just wanted to point out, Jazz player is right. I mean, when we talk about the four quarterback thing, and that's all true. But now that he has one, I feel like you can, you know, start marking down on your right. sheet things that you feel and, like he should be doing, because you've got a guy that can deliver the ball.
And Drake, also, one thing with Drake, I mean, he's got 354 yards. The numbers now, slowly but surely, as far as the elite wide receivers, three touchdowns on the season. Because he's also, and this isn't Drake's fault, but to be honest, Kirk Cousins kind of came out of the gate with a better rapport with Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
You know, than necessarily Drake. But I think now everybody's getting a piece of the action, because when you've got more time of possession, you can spread the ball around.
Hopefully that's the case. I need a complete performance offensively, man, Sunday. Like, let's build on this thing.
How about Bijan getting the end zone, man?
Well, is he 100? I mean, not to quote Mike Bell.
Well,
but
coach,
is he 100?
Coach said it had nothing to do with his health. He goes, he had 60 yards receiving. He can run down the field and catch the football. It's basically the Bucs shut our run game down cold.
They did. I think everybody has. And here's the thing, too, guys. I mean, it's no secret in the NFL. Turn on the tape. You see what we're doing. If you can take Bijan away, it takes away a big part of what we want to do.
Right.
And so, you know, just like teams wanting to go in and take away Christian McCaffrey when he's healthy, that's just part of it. Who is this, Turtle? It's what Raheem said yesterday. Oh, about, okay, it's not about the injury. It's about Tampa going out there and making us throw it 58 times. That was Raheem Morris when he spoke with us yesterday. Okay.
As I was talking about, Raheem basically saying they stopped our run game cold.
Okay. That was the direct quote from Raheem yesterday. Thank you. Yeah, I didn't remember what he said, but either way, Mike, hopefully he gets in the end zone. I'd love to see us run it up, to be honest with you. Why can't we have a 365-yard kind of afternoon with four touchdowns from four different guys?
I'd love to see Michael Penix in the game in the fourth quarter for the right reasons. You know, that'd be pretty cool, too.
That's a good point. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get to that point this season, but we'll see. This might be one of those games. Hey, coming up, Jim Szoke is going to join us. We go behind enemy lines, Panthers commentator. He's also a host and covers the Panthers on a daily basis. We'll find out what he thinks about this team. I mean, we know what the quarterback situation is, but going into Sunday, what else should we be talking about? Find out coming up in less than 10 minutes. Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz! While we're in our division, can we talk about the New Orleans Saints? They're going with Spencer Rattler. I want you to hear Dennis Allen talk about Spencer Rattler being the starting quarterback. Now, obviously, they paid Derek Carr a lot of money. It's not the long-term solution. But they did draft him, and a lot of people were interested. And I think we said, didn't the Falcons send a contingent down there to see Spencer Rattler, or maybe he worked out for him? We obviously did not draft him, but that was just, hey, if you're interested, we got the 8th overall pick, and we know what ultimately happened. Here's Dennis Allen, Saints head coach, talking about his quarterback situation.
You guys are all going to be wondering who's going to be the quarterback. Spencer Rattler will be the quarterback. We talked a lot as a staff about what we felt like was the best thing for us and give us the best chance to win the game. That was the decision that you know, we made, and we're excited about him getting an opportunity to go in there, and we'll let him go play and see what he can do.
Against the Tampa Bay team, which may take away Alvin Kamara and make his day a long one as his debut in the NFL progresses in New Orleans. Hey, good for him, man. It's a guy that the Falcons, you know, whether that was a smokescreen, they sent a big contingent up to look at his pro day at South Carolina, Spencer Rattler. All the hype in the world, Carl, coming out of the Oklahoma. Remember that? He was going to be the first overall pick, and then things kind of went sideways.
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, is he an NFL talent? He is. How good is he? I have no idea. But, you know, we remember now, Caleb, for those who don't remember this, and I only know it because Hook'em, Caleb Williams was on the bench when Spencer Rattler was there. He was sitting the bench at Oklahoma. And the whole Rattler thing plays out, and obviously Caleb goes to USC. You know how that shook out, and he became the number one overall pick. Meanwhile, Rattler continued to fall. We'll see what he's got.
He was just very inconsistent in South Carolina. You know what? He's the guy that, you know, we talk about DJ Uiagalelei right now, where he's been. He could make the incredible throw, could make some unbelievable plays, and then sometimes hold on to the football too long and just take some dumb sacks and try to extend a play and fumble. So he's a guy that maybe the right coach, and we talked about it. You know, this is Clint Kubiak, and Kubiak, before Derek Carr got hurt, was doing some really nice things to that offense.
Yeah, the scheme is what his dad has done. It's what all these guys, they've got it down, and when it's working, when they're healthy, it looks really good. Meanwhile, other quarterback changes around the league. Drake May. Big O, let me hear Drake May talk about being named the Patriots starter. These are all things that are going to take place on Sunday.
You know, I think it's a great opportunity, you know, something you dream of, you know, getting your first start in the NFL. So really excited to get out there with the guys, take advantage of, you know, having the full week to get prepared and try to put the best foot forward to help the team win.
Now, we talked about this at the end of the show yesterday. There's a quarterback who remained nameless, who was working for one of the NFL networks, who covers the league, and he was doing a visit to all the different camps in the preseason. And the word got back through the grapevine that he said that visiting New England, Drake May was the worst quarterback of the rookie class he saw. Like, I mean, like, really, clearly, demonstrably the worst.
We're about to find out.
Right.
New England this week. Who's New England play, Turtle? Because I think, first of all, they're not a good team. But secondly, that's right. Say it again. Texans at home. So we'll find out how good he is, Mike, because the Texans defense is halfway decent.
Hey, wide receivers, George Pickens, we talked a lot about this guy coming out of UGA, the amazing talent, and there was some questions about his maturity when he was in Athens. And, you know, he's struggling because he's not getting the rock, but the video that went out that made the rounds, Carl, on social media, the isolation video of him basically completely dogging routes when plays to the other side of the field, just quitting on stuff, and then wearing the eye black that the NFL is now looking into because it says open effing always on his eye black. So the media kind
which
of
he's not.
Surrounded him at his locker, and some questions were a bit stupid, but he says, hey, man, he goes, it's just eye black, and then was asked about his playing time. He goes, it's just part of the game structure, man. He says, it's not up to me, it's up to Art, talking about our former head coach, Arthur Smith. If Art wants to do a certain type of play or certain type of game plans, it's going to be different. So, look, poor Mike Tomlin, Carl, he's got a PhD in diva wide receivers, and Pickens just seems to be the latest.
Yeah, I don't know if that lasts, though, Mike. I mean, seriously. Let me ask you guys a question before we break. What has he done? What has Pickens
– some of his greatest catches don't get 2 feet in bounds.
Like,
some do, some don't. He's very inconsistent, but
seriously.
He's a tremendous, tremendous untapped potential with Pickens if he can get his head screwed on straight.
He's not done anything. I mean, you're doing all this talking, bro.
Right.
You've not done anything in the National Football League. All right. Coming up, Jim Zocchi, we'll go behind enemy lines. We'll find out what we should know about these Panthers and where they...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
They are lacking, Mike. Mike brought up the offensive line injuries. We'll talk to Jim about that and much more coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lines and find out what's going on with these Panthers. They are next up for our Atlanta Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys at the bar booing already about Carolina.
I mean, don't we feel a little bit of sympathy for those guys?
Nah. Let's talk to Jim Zocchi. Jim, it's good to have you back on the show. Panthers commentator, host as well, and cover the Panthers. I want to start with Andy Dalton taking over. And what is this locker room saying about it, if anything? Because I know guys ultimately want to win, but, you know, you had this whole situation where it was all about Bryce Young, and now it's not. I know he played a little bit last week. What's the census on what's going on with the quarterback situation?
Yeah, I think with Bryce, he was struggling. And so he played last year from the get-go. And, you know, I think it just the first two games this year, it looked like he was getting worse, not better. His last game where he started the second game, he threw for 86 yards in the game. So it just wasn't his time where he was going forward. And so I think it was just good for him to have Andy Dalton give him a chance to hit the pause button, bring Andy in, a veteran who's obviously 14 years in this league, three times a Pro Bowl guy. Comes in the first week, throws three touchdown passes, and they score 36 points in Vegas. And so I think he's just kind of settled things down at the position a little bit and runs the offense, which you kind of, at some point, you just have to run the offense correctly. So I think just having that in there has been a good thing and a good presence for the team.
Jim, does Bryce have a future in Charlotte?
I think, you know, to be determined. I think with that, it's like you invested heavily in him, so you certainly want to see it work out. But I think for now, it just, with the new coach and the new offense, it just wasn't happening in the games. Again, short sample of this season, but he has 16 games overall so far. So I think too early to say yes or no. He's still only 23 years old, I think. So it's like, I think, you know, he never had that chance to kind of sit and watch, you know, even see, you know, Drake May just being elevated here in week six for New England, guys like that. You know, Bryce had to play right from the beginning. He's had a couple of different coaches already during a short time here. So I think too soon to say, you know, yes or no long-term, but I think for now it's good for him to have a chance to be with a veteran, watch Andy run the offense, you know, study during the week with him. And when that time comes, be ready again. And again, if we get down the road, say we're eliminated down the playoff, or 1-4, if we're eliminated down the playoff chase towards whatever part of the season, you know, put him in there, let him play, let him get his reps once again. But for now, I think it's important to get, you know, everything in sync in terms of installing Dave Canales' offense and everything here.
Is Canales and the owner on the same page?
I think they definitely are. I mean, this is, again, a franchise that's gone through a different coach every year over the past couple of years. But I think they are, and I think the expectations, they've said from the beginning, Dan Morgan, the GM of this season with Canales coming in, they've set no firm expectations for this season. I think they understand it's a longer play. They were 2-15 last year. They tried to do a lot of things this past off season through the draft, free agency, whatever, to try to fix as many problems as they could, knowing you couldn't fix all the problems of 2-15 in one off season. And of course, now we got hit with a bunch of injuries early on this season, Derek Brown right out of the gate. So for this team, I think it's a little bit more of a long play and less like he's on a hot seat or whatever, if the record doesn't reflect it.
Jim Zocchi's with the Skies, voice of the Panthers and the ECU Pirates, by the way, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Talk about the injuries. Center went out with a bicep. He got some tackles that are banged up. How healthy or unhealthy are the Panthers? Because we want to get – we're trying to, as Carl and I have been saying all week, to establish the complete game and really get after, obviously, you know, Andy Dalton. Can we do that?
You know, it's possible because we're down two offensive linemen, Austin Corbett for the season, and also from last week. Taylor Moten, he's week to week. He's the right tackle. He had not missed a game since he started his career, 104 games. So we got two backups in Brady Christensen at center, Yosh Nijman, who was with Green Bay the last 5 years at right tackle. And those guys are they're good players. So these are good quality guys that can jump in and start. They've been starters at times in their careers. Austin Corbett, unfortunately, torn biceps. They moved him from guard to center. Of course, a veteran who's been around for a long time. But the Lions played well when everyone's been out there, which was until last week. So the Lions been playing good as far as one of the bright spots on this team overall. We invested heavily in guards, bringing in especially Robert Hunt from Miami was expensive. Damian Lewis coming in at the left guard position. So they knew with Bryce and their quarterback especially, they really had to, you know, fortify that interior of the offensive line. So that's, you see Chuba Hubbard's numbers in running the ball, 5.8 yards per carry. A lot of that's credit to the offensive line playing well.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. You talk about the injuries on the O-line. As far as defense, how would you estimate as far as have they played up to what the standard is or what they thought this would be or below? Obviously, we're losing games. People look at that. But how do you feel overall about the defense?
No, it's not good. I mean, it's not good. And a lot of it is they've had significant injuries. Both of the captains off the defense, Derek Brown in the middle of the first game, Pro Bowl player from last year out for the season with a knee. Shaq Thompson went down a couple weeks ago, another, you know, 10-year veteran linebacker. We brought in Josie Jewell to replace Frankie Louvu from Denver. He's on the shelf. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. Jordan Fuller, starting safety, has been out since the beginning of the season. They were down six guys as far as the 11 starters as of a week ago. I think we might get Dane Jackson back this week, who was penciled in as a corner, but Mike Jackson's been filling in there. So, again, there's talent. Jadeveon Clowney didn't practice today. He didn't practice yesterday. He got dinged up with a shoulder in the game last week against Chicago. So we'll see on his status for this game. But it was a good, solid defense last year, but we're giving up the most points in the league. And we have very few takeaways, I think five for the season, not getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So can't say it's going well, but also not had a lot of the pieces to work with up to this point either.
You mentioned it, Derrick Brown. There's certain guys, and for years, you know, we talked about Cam Jordan in New Orleans, and Derrick Brown has basically lived in our backfield. So that's, I mean, I hate to see him out, but that's good news for Falcon fans. The secondary, we've got guys, we just saw Pitts really have a kind of a breakout game. We got Kirk Cousins coming off a 509-yard performance. How about the secondary?
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, good to hear that you guys are doing well. Kirk Cousins, I didn't see that game. It must have been great. It's good for Kirk. That's scary. That's scary numbers. We all remember years ago the Julio Jones 300-yard game. Still trying to get over that one like 8 years ago. But, yeah, you know, Xavier Woods is good at safety. Nick Scott is filling in for now for Jordan Fuller. J.C. Horn is a young corner that has been dinged up his first couple years in the league, but he's really solid at one of the corner spots out of South Carolina, and they brought in Mike Jackson, like I said, last minute from Seattle to fill in with the Dane Jackson injury there. So, again, kind of a patchwork, but with Woods and Horn, some good guys there. I think really a bright spot, just to move up a level in the linebacker, is Trevin Wallace, our third-round pick out of Kentucky. He's fast. He hits hard. He had 15 tackles last week in his first time being the starter. 10 solo tackles. He's got the green dot on the back of his helmet for communication. So he looks like a guy that's got, like, the ceiling on him is very high. He's got all the things you're looking for in a linebacker.
So what do you expect Sunday?
I'm on the Panthers broadcast team. I always expect we're going to win. So I think it's going to be a Panthers win.
Yo, we're not going to ask you about your owner either. We know you understand you're getting paid by the Panthers. We're not going to go down that road either.
When I ask that question,
I'm the worst guy to have on a sports talk show. 30 years, I've picked them to win every game for 30 years.
Well, of course. Right. I understand that, and I get it. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I can always talk about this. If you're the broadcaster, we get our guys on, Wes and Arch. There's nothing wrong with that. When I say, what do you expect, I mean, is this competitive? Like, from what you're telling us...
To beat the Raiders?
Jim, well, yes, but that was before all of these injuries, right? I mean, this is before some of this other stuff has happened, and he's right, it's the Raiders. Is this going to be a struggle? Do they attempt to just run the ball and run clock and stay close? That's what I mean. Like, what's the expectation? How do you win if you're Carolina?
I think, you know, Chuba, again, Chuba's probably truly at least a top 10, if not the top 7-8 running back in this league right now. They can run the ball. He was over 100 yards the two previous weeks and had 97 last week. So with the line and him, they can run. Andy's really, really good. He just Adam Thielen got injured the first game against the Raiders that he played in. So he's played in three games. So you lose your best receiver, Adam Thielen, but you have Deontay Johnson, some other guys you can work into that as well. So I mean, I hate to say it, you know, last year we won two games. One was against Atlanta, 9-7. So you never know if it's going to be a really high scoring game or low scoring game. We put up 36. Against Vegas in the win a couple of weeks ago. So it's there, and it's possible. It's, they could put points on the board. I'd say as much as anything, last week, Chicago's good. I think their record doesn't reflect how good Chicago's going to be. That's a really good defense, and we struggled against that defense last week. I think that's why the numbers were down against the Bears last week. But I think, yeah, competitive, and it's a team, honestly, even with all the injuries, that can score in the 20s. They just got to be able to keep the score low, as you guys said, impressive performance through the roof, actually, by Cousins in Atlanta last week. So definitely got to keep that in check, and hopefully they can keep at least some kind of umbrella coverage and keep things in front of them.
All right. Cool, man. Good stuff. Jim, we appreciate you stopping by, man. Enjoy your calls. Obviously, not as much this week as you play the Falcons, but you do a great job, man, and we appreciate you.
Always good to be on with you guys. Thank you.
Jim Zoki.
Cool, Jim. Yeah, man. And, you know,
Mike.
It's
– Mike.
You want to get on the water's warm? You want to jump in on that six?
Mike. This is going to be a beatdown.
Come on, join the party. Who wants to jump with me on the Falcons? I got him at 6 before it goes up to 7.5.
Mike.
Come on, give me a high five.
Mike, they're injured. They're hurt.
Let's get on board.
It's not any good. Their old line is terrible.
The D-line
is out. Hurt.
You got 100, bet 200. Let's go. You just heard it. It's a mash unit.
Mike, this is about to be a beatdown.
Well, it better be, because we're sounding pretty confident, because it sure sounds like it's a beatdown. So let's go. Come on.
Listen, I have been very reserved about this because I am still afraid.
You were a doubting Carl Thomas.
Well, because you cannot go – because they know what we know.
Right.
You don't think they know at Flowery Branch? They knew Sunday night what
but
we
the,
know.
Derrick Brown, we talked about. Derrick Brown's been eating our lunch for like 7 years or 6 years, and he's not in the game.
But we cannot take him lightly. Like, we got to go crush their soul
yes.
at the beginning of the game.
Yes.
All right.
We win the coin toss, we'll take the ball and jam it down your throat.
Crush their soul. Like first quarter, Falcons up 28-0.
And rip up the red rifle.
All right. Coming up, Yeah Man No Man's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell. Here was my concern before we get to Yeah Man No Man, and it still is. Look, it's Thursday. I feel a lot better. We went up to Flower Branch.
Yeah.
Guys are locked in. Ross said they had a good practice. We talked to Kyle Pitts. But my concern is we've not seen this version of the Falcons have success and then how they handle it. This is that moment. So coming off of the game that we had in overtime where everybody, again, we're the talk of the NFL,
right.
How do you handle this? And that is my concern. You're playing a bad team. There's no debating it. Carolina, we should beat them by two touchdowns, to be quite honest with you. But how do you handle it? And so going to Carolina, Mike, that's Monday or Tuesday when I came back, I said, that's what I'm concerned about. It's not that we're not better or we shouldn't win.
You know, it's funny. We were talking off the air real quick. This game is at 6 because there's just no juice in Las Vegas for a Panthers-Falcons game. Carolina, their fan base, let's be honest, Carl, it's non-existent.
No.
And we just don't have – we're getting better. We're trending. We're becoming sexier because of Kirk Cousins, national exposure.
There is that one Carolina fan that makes his way to Hooters every year. I forget his name.
They really need to take that young man's child away from him, making that poor guy have to wear Panthers gear. But anyway, that Bryce Young jersey would be worth a lot on eBay.
It should be.
But real quick, if this was the Jets and they were 3-2 or the Bears right now playing Carolina, it would be 10. It's just there's just no action right now because we don't move the meter just yet. But I think 6 is a steal for the Falcons. And I think you should I encourage you. And all my listeners,
I'm
Carl.
On it.
Hi guys, Mitch Evans. I encourage all my listeners to jump on this pick.
I'm on it. You know I'm on Hook'em already. Texas is gonna beat Oklahoma. There's a beatdown. Give me the Falcons as well. That's two picks. We'll give you all of our picks
tomorrow.
All right. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. Turtle, what is going on? We're live at Taco Mac, by the way. Woodstock location right here off of Highway 92. Come join us, man. We'll be out here until 7. What's happening, Turtle?
Well, you guys know how John Gruden started his own little YouTube channel.
I love the Falcons, man. This Falcon team, Kirk Cousins, he's got moxie. I love it.
Yes.
Well, he debuted a new segment on this podcast.
I'm catching the Falcon fever, baby.
And
I love it.
He was wearing, now I got to paint the visual, his hair is an absolute mess.
Right.
He's sitting with low lighting in a dark room, so the light is sort of like highlighting his face.
I've got ambience.
Yeah, he looks like a ghost.
I like
and
ambience.
And he's wearing a white shirt with a Chucky doll mask in the middle of it.
It's a caricature of me.
And he debuts this segment.
You know, when I was calling plays, I just loved it when our quarterback shredded the defense. I mean, just ripped them. That's what has me feeling really nice. Like watching Jared Goff go 18 for 18, 292 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Got me feeling nice.
I couldn't do that pregame warm-up.
Ha! Okay.
Jaden Daniels, just a rookie, 26 out of 30, 87%, 231 yards. He rushes for 47. He's doing everything. Shredded, baby.
All right, no, you could kill it after that. You could kill it.
Look,
we get the idea.
I know he's paid his penance. Maybe he gets back in football somewhere, but he still makes me laugh, the knucklehead. I like the guy.
Dude, he's great. And here's the deal. Nobody debates Gruden's acumen. I mean, he's great. He's always known the game. This whole thing, and Mike and I have talked about it. I know it's some years past now, and many of you have forgotten because you don't remember yesterday. This was a gotcha moment. And he ultimately paid the price, Mike, and ended up being the guy when a bunch of those people in the front office for, at that time, the Washington football team, should have paid a bigger price. But personal emails and all this kind of stuff, nevertheless, I love it. And that's fun, by the way. That's fun stuff.
You think he gets picked up?
Eventually.
Like, is he going – where is he? Is he Fox? I mean, he feels like a Fox guy to me.
Fox makes a lot of – believe me. I'll take him doing that in a basement wearing a T-shirt with Chucky on it than any of this crap I have to watch at halftime. I mean, seriously, 6 guys on Fox, you know, and with all due respect to Matt Ryan and everybody else, it's like these guys talking 10-second sound bites. Nobody has an opinion, no edge, no nothing. I'd rather see Gruden mumble his way through the headlines than Terry Bradshaw right now or the highlights.
Why not? My question to you is why not? If you're going to say you didn't want to be your head football coach, that's one thing.
Mike to give the analysis of these games and what he's talking about. He's great. I would love to see
another guy. Ho! Ho! Another guy who's got a new home. The Forgotten Cam.
Oh!
He is no longer
left me for dead.
He is taking his talents to ESPN.
Cam Newton is?
But I'm
and specifically,
but I'm mad.
Exactly.
Oh!
You got no reason to be mad now because he's going to be paired up with Shannon Sharp.
Interesting.
Stephen A.
Woo! Interesting.
On
Man.
First take.
Now, this could be some sparks flying because,
that's
you know, Cam,
egregious.
His favorite thing other than talking about himself is obviously bringing some hot takes. So this will be some fun TV. And we just told Chris we got to get Cam back on the show now.
Yeah, man. Look, first of all, congratulations. Y'all know Cam's from the A. I mean, he's here. You might see him out. It's cool. I'm glad he's doing something outside of the podcast, which is really big for him. But, yeah, I'm with Mike on this. Like, this – there are rare times where I go, I kind of want to see this. I might want to see that because those two might go at it. And he's very opinionated. As we played multiple sound bites on our show about things that, you know, he was upset.
You know what made this different? They ain't never seen this Cam.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The Forgotten Cam.
Mike, what?
Left for dead.
What quarterback was he upset about getting signed?
Any white quarterback, Carl.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right.
Pretty
so,
much.
Yeah. This should be interesting, Turtle. Yeah. This should be interesting.
Another thing that could be interesting.
Hotties randoms. Keep
yes, that was it. Hotties
yes.
randoms.
Yes, that's basically it.
Yeah.
I think that was in response to Nathan Peterman.
That's what it
signing
was.
With
no, no, Grant, I'm
17.
With Cam. But it comes to Nathan Peterman. I don't understand how this guy continues to get these gigs, but
who,
he does.
Peterman.
Nathan Peterman.
Who famously threw 6 interceptions.
All
in
right.
Game.
By the way, a couple of guys real quick to center up are saying if you want to get this consumer news you can use, some sports books still have it at 5 or 5.5 with the Falcons
Ooh.
Right now.
Why'd I take it at 6 then?
Well, that's what it was offered at the other day.
Yeah,
we locked it in thinking it would go up.
What's that?
Nathan Peterman is a member of the Falcons, by the way.
Yeah, he's on the practice squad.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Peterman?
Yes. I'd rather see Matt Sims.
All right. Well, let me know if you want to see this. We all know how much Draymond Green likes to talk. Well, apparently, he's going to be yapping about football. It was just announced that he and Fox NFL insider Jordan Schultz are going to be launching a football-centric podcast. Yeah, man, no man. You want to hear Draymond Green?
Mike, what's the phrase?
No interest whatsoever.
That's the phrase.
Now, if Charles Barkley wants to do one, yeah. And when Draymond is as compelling and as charismatic as Charles, then I'd be interested in it.
For
not
me,
there yet.
For me, it's just – it's not his lane.
Right.
That it's not that he can't do it. That's just not his lane.
Right.
You know, I'd love to hear him, and I do. I actually enjoy his podcast when he talks about hoops and gives us inside stuff. That's not your lane, bro. That's a hard sell for me, for somebody that does this every day and knows, like, the intricacies of the detail that goes into knowing what we need to know. Like, you're just going to get in, spew some stuff and say something crazy. Anybody can do that.
The only chance I think it has is this. He's tight with a lot of athletes.
No, he is.
He's got juice.
If he gets good players on that show and it's athlete on athlete,
yeah.
He can get them to open up a little bit in a way we haven't heard before, maybe it has a shot.
The reason why the Kelce's work is because you trust their football acumen. I don't trust Draymond.
But, Karen, I just think Draymond's got to loosen up some. I don't know. He's trying to be Barkley, and he's not there yet to me. That's a project that got to go back in the oven.
Yeah, but that's why I have no idea.
But you're right. He's got juice with the dudes right now, that generation, the way McAfee does and everybody else.
Yeah.
It's a different vibe.
All right, we got to run Barbara Dooley up next. How about that?
Can't wait to hear what the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley's going to say. It's Miss State. Mike's heading up there, and we had a great poll question yesterday talking about showing up at people's tailgate with absolutely nothing, empty-handed.
Overwhelming majority of people said you got to bring something.
You got to bring something.
Yes.
All right.
Brew.
We'll talk to Barbara about Auburn.
Chardonnay.
The win. And we got to ask her, and we will. Vince Dooley handling these situations that Kirby's now dealing with. Guys, it's nothing new to college football. Vince Dooley was there for 30 years. He's had to handle similar situations. We'll ask Barbara Dooley about that and more coming up.
Charcuterie?
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.